All right, welcome to the Morning Mix Podcast. It's Teacher Appreciation Week, and today was Teacher Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
So we had to find out what unique things teachers are doing in their classrooms.
They have to get creative sometimes to keep attention, like air horns.
Yeah, doorbells, yeah. Loud noises. We also found out that at a wedding, you might want to try to do the dirty dancing lift, but it's really a bad idea.
Yeah, you might want to know the person you're about to dive into their arms before you actually dive into their body.
Lest you tear a meniscus.
Yeah.
That, and dogs are digging up the strangest things in your yard. Some things that we didn't know we were going to find, but yeah. Boy, we did.
Some keepers and some trash. Whew. Let's just leave it at that.
We'll wrap it up with that. That and much more right now on the Morning Mix Podcast. Coming up hot and fast. Mother's Day is Sunday. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Yesterday I was shopping online, and mm-hmm. I was like, uh-oh, none of this is going to arrive right in time. What have I done?
Uh-oh.
So, some handmade product coming out of the Bellic House.
I think. That's what they love, right?
We'll see. Yeah, that's what they love, right? Yeah.
You're going to go to Costco and be like, don't you want 900 quiches?
You didn't
from
need
Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Was Here I you wrong? Go.
You love quiche. Come on.
You love them. Nothing better than so many of them.
Also, you didn't want this 19-inch diameter pot pie?
Fun for the whole family.
Come on, babe. Come on, babe. Mother's Day is
and then a
Sunday.
Vest.
And a vest. Yes, a puffy vest. Now, what do you want for Mother's Day? For real, though. Text it to us at 60123. We got a lot of options in here. From 708, I just want a cleaning lady. Okay, mm-hmm. a cleaning yep. person to come in and just clean a house. I don't have to worry about it. That's nice. 224, a very popular one. Just peace and quiet, all caps.
Okay.
See, and it is funny because it's, you know, and I don't know, Whip, if you have this as a dad and a husband.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, like, I got to get something, you know, but, and then it's like, well, I don't know, maybe I just need to just take the kids and leave for
right.
like 12
mm-hmm.
hours, which I could do. That'd be great.
Yeah, that works,
which,
I think.
If you really, really think about it, what's so funny about this is the reason we're celebrating Mother's Day is because we're so happy
exactly.
to be moms. But at the end of the day, we're like, we just need a minute.
I'm just tired.
Yeah.
From 773, I really want to be left alone in a nice hotel with room service.
Mm. That's fancy.
A 609. I just want Mother's Day to actually be about me. Oh,
amen.
Damn. 219. Get me a movie ticket to see that new Dumbledore movie, but I want to go all alone, all caps. Okay.
Okay. That should be arrangeable.
A 269. I think this came from Nikki. I just want to sit in the sun and drink cocktails all day.
Yep.
Yeah,
right there.
Nothing wrong with that. From a 224. I want a day of loving with my husband.
Ooh, make some more babies.
Brown chicken, brown cow. Watch out.
Newlyweds there.
Yeah. They don't even have kids yet. It's like, wait a second. Yeah. What are you talking about? Peace and quiet again is popping up on here from a 7, what is this, a 720? I want to spend the day with my family, but then I want to get some at night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I like that.
All right.
Hey, it's your day. Whatever you want. Truly, 630, I just need a nap. Okay, that's nice. From a 630, all I want is our whole family to get together. All 16 of us.
Aw.
Whoa, that lady okay. pees when she sneezes. From a 224, all I want is to poop alone.
Oh, man, I'm sorry that you don't have that normally.
Do you get that?
Pooping alone?
Yeah, well, your kids are a little older. They're not kicking the door in.
Yeah, I guess you're right. When they're really little, they just don't care. Now I think they'd prefer not to be around.
I can't poop alone, and then my daughter won't poop alone. So, right. like, if she's on the toilet, I have to come and read me a book. I'm like, all right, great. So I'm reading books. I'm doing magic tricks. I'm doing impressions, you know. And then when I'm in there, she's like, you want me to read you a book? I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit.
Hang in there, big guy. That will all change.
Yeah.
And soon the worry will just be, did you stop up the toilet?
Right.
That's what
exactly.
they'll be calling.
Hey, who did this?
Yes.
Be like, oh.
Exactly. Yeah, they may not even tell you. You'll have to discover it later.
Oh.
Yeah.
And finally, from an 847, for Mother's Day, the only thing I want is bottomless mimosas.
Woo!
Just pour them high and keep them coming.
Yep.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number three, we will get to some Met Gala recaps and fashion.
Good.
But we have a little bit before that. So Pete Davidson, the SNL comedian, kind of.
When he wants to show up, comedian.
Sometimes. Yeah. Well, he performed his first stand-up show in more than three years. It was called The Netflix Is a Joke. The festival was in LA over the weekend. Kim Kardashian was there to support her man. But then the real headline started after the show when they were getting into the car to leave. There was a new tattoo that seemed to become visible, and it was initials mm-hmm. of Kim Kardashian's four kids.
Wow.
So the internet's a little bit split if they think that this is cute or cringy or what they think about the whole ordeal. Obviously, they're in the spotlight right now. Some people say he'll just do anything to get back at Kanye West. But obviously, when kids are involved in their futures, people are kind of like, you went too far. You guys aren't really...
It's a little weird, yeah.
It's just... he's done this so many times before. I haven't had to have him removed or changed.
Yeah.
Do we have verification that it's a real tattoo, or is he just doing a
question.
Bit?
Yeah. Yeah,
it looks like a real tattoo.
Okay.
I don't know. He never did the fake tattoo bit yet.
He could. Maybe we'll find out.
Yeah, maybe. And I think he's pregnant. No. So the internet also going crazy, kind of in conjunction with this. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson hit the Met Gala carpet last night. Kim's dress was trending. She wore the iconic dress that Marilyn Monroe wore in 1962 while singing Happy Birthday to the President, John F. Kennedy. The dress is adorned with more than 6,000 hand-sewn crystals, and it is the first time that someone wore this dress since that night.
I did not know that. So it's that silky gown, like sensual kind of gown. It's beaded, kind of a little bit of cleavage, not a ton of cleavage.
Not a ton of cleavage, but you will notice it's very like pointy booped.
Yeah.
Because that was Marilyn Monroe's style.
I had no idea that was her actual dress.
So it's completely sewn in. Yeah, it's the real dress, and she got to wear it on the red carpet.
You guys all right? You guys need a deep breath for like, oh,
and that's
God. You guys are really getting after it.
Isn't that crazy?
Sure.
I wonder how she got that.
Yeah, geez.
They gave it to her.
Who's they?
To wear it. I
Bob
know.
Bob Monroe.
No,
right.
It's right here, I'll tell you. Thank you to the Ripley's, believe it or not. I guess they are in charge of it.
Yeah. Okay. That's weird. Pete was also carrying a 19-legged spider that they got at the Ripley's Museum.
They're a weird group. Of individuals.
Moving on to some more fashion highlights from that big night. In at number two, we had...
This is only number two?
Yeah, the biggest names in attendance were there to impress, dressed to impress. We have Blake Lively, Sarah Jessica Parker, Shawn Mendes, and Thomas Doherty. Those are some of them. Blake Lively made a stunning entrance. She said that her dress was based on New York architecture.
Yeah.
It was very sequency, almost glass, tight dress. And then it had a big bow that you could alternate to a blue and a brown side.
It was like Statue of Liberty and then in one of the buildings, Empire State. I heard it was Empire State influence and Statue of Liberty when she opened it up with that green.
Exactly. Shawn Mendes wore a Tommy Hilfiger look. He looked like a prince in a navy blue and Monroe popped collar.
Hot.
Jacket thing. Very hot.
Guy wore a tire.
And there was a guy that wore a tire. We'll do that next.
Next!
I just want to make sure. I cannot let that go.
And in at number one, a couple of national days to talk about. It is National Architect Day, which we thought we'd mention because Blake Lively based her dress on that. National Textile Day, National Lumpy Rug Day.
Yes! I've been waiting for Lumpy Rug Day.
And last but not least, National Teacher Day.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
We've got teachers doing unique things in their classroom. They say most popular teachers are now using microphones in the classroom. Never in my day, but hey, they're doing it now. Why not? Stop yelling. Save your voice.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, all right, teachers, what's the unique thing you've got going on in your classroom? Good morning, Danielle.
Hi.
Hi. What school do you teach at and what do you teach?
I teach 4th and 5th grade at St. Viator in the city.
Okay, great. Nice. Awesome. And what is the unique thing you got going on in your classroom?
I use a wireless doorbell around my neck to get attention.
Oh, that's hilarious. So, okay, so they're all getting rowdy, and you're just like, ging-gong, and then they start listening.
Yeah.
That's, it just goes silent.
That's hilarious. All right, so Danielle's walking around with a doorbell around her neck.
Yeah. It's the I Mean Business doorbell.
Exactly right. It's like, uh-oh.
And we use a disco ball every once in a while that I have a strobe light in my room for instant dance parties.
That's awesome.
Danielle, you stay right there. Don't go anywhere,
do.
All right? Stay on the line, Danielle. Don't hang up. Okay, so Danielle's got a doorbell, and then on the polar end of the spectrum, a disco ball. And Mark, good morning. What do you have going on? Mark, are you there? What do you teach? Where do you teach?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah, all right. We love to hear it, Mark. What do you teach and where do you teach?
Hey, well, I used to be a high school woodshop teacher out in Lawrence, Illinois. And kids don't know how to read a ruler. So I had the first inch of a ruler drawn out, all graduated in about a 4-foot section out of metal. And then I had magnets for the quarter inch, the half inch, the eighth inch, 3/4, 3/8, 7/16, every 16th of an inch for the first inch.
Man.
Then we'd go around the room and I'd pass out the magnets and say, hey, go put the magnets up on the ruler. So then that's how we learned to read a ruler. So
I love
the ruler,
that.
There's a big sign said Dorf's Rule.
Dorf's Rule. He loves it. All right, so that's awesome. Mark's out there teaching you how to read a ruler so you can actually do the little you can figure out how to hang a painting in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a second. How many inches from the wall do I need to... Okay, so that's great. Now, Beth, you guys are getting a little bouncy in the classroom. Is that right?
That is correct.
What are you guys doing? What age are you teaching, Beth?
I'm teaching kindergarten.
And what do you have in the classroom?
And I use a trampoline.
Why not?
Oh, yeah.
Just to let them burn out some energy?
I use it for that. I use it for counting. We use it for spelling their sight words. Yes, positive reinforcement.
That's great.
I love that. All right, so Beth has got little kids bouncing on a trampoline. And finally, that brings us to Jeff. Now, Jeff, you're a counselor. And what is it that you use?
So I'm a counselor at a middle school, and I use board games like Mastermind to get my kids to open up.
Oh, interesting. Nice. So you'll play a board game, and then you kind of start to break down the wall of their nervousness and anxiety, getting them to chat with you?
Yeah, you find it funny that Connect Four with eighth graders still works.
Wow.
Got it.
It's
that's
simple,
really
but
cool.
Sweet.
All right, awesome. So we've got Jeff there playing board games with some kids. You know, Beth is bouncing on a trampoline, and Mark's reading a ruler. But ultimately, for me, if you're going to drop down a disco ball, Danielle, and you're going to get that party started, I think, Danielle, you need to keep the party going at Pitbull.
Heck yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
The Morning Mix Podcast.
Boy, sometimes you go to a wedding and you're having a good time and one of your favorite songs comes on and you're like, oh, this is it.
Yep.
We're going to tear this sucker up. You go to the other side of the dance floor and I'll go to this side and you run at me and I'll lift you up. Have we ever done that before? No. No. Are you a trained dancer? No, not even a little
bit.
Are
you hammered?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Great
yeah.
idea, then.
Now, just make sure you run at least straight enough to get right at me.
And fast enough.
You're bobbing and weaving. I'm just trying to have you run right at me. There was a couple out in England. They decided at the wedding, not a couple, actually. It was just a woman who had met a guy, literally.
Right. She's like, he looks like the biggest, the strongest.
Yeah. He could pick me up.
And she locked eyes with him during the song and thought, he knows what's coming.
He'll be fine. Blew out his leg.
Oh, no.
We said, all right, have you ever been injured at a wedding? Hi, Melanie. Good morning. Oh, Melanie, I didn't turn you on. Hi, Melanie. Are you there?
Hi, I'm there.
There you are. That was my fault. Now, good morning, Melanie. You had an incident at a wedding?
Yes, I was slow dancing with my older brother's friend.
Ooh.
And I ended up tearing my meniscus and having to be carried out.
Oh, my goodness.
Did he carry you out? Did you guys fall in love? Was that your meet cute?
No.
Oh, damn. Sorry.
Absolutely
I thought maybe
not.
That'd be a moment. So you're slow dancing, like a little sidestep. And then was there like a twist involved or did you do like a spin?
Yeah. There were spins involved and my shoes just like lost traction.
Heels.
Yeah. He was trying to be fancy.
All right. Well, she's like, I'm having flashbacks right now and my legs hurt.
Yeah.
All right. So Melanie blew out her meniscus in a slow dance, no less. And then Jenny. Hi, Jenny. You were at a wedding and you sustained an injury?
I was a bridesmaid in a wedding, and I was in the center of the circle having like a dance off with my brother to Wobble Baby. And I was...
Wobble Baby, Wobble Baby, yeah, Wobble Baby.
I was fucking dropping it. I dropped down to the floor. I ripped open the back of my dress and I threw my back out.
Oh, no.
Oh, and then were you stuck on the floor? Were you laying there?
Yes, it was horrific.
Oh, it was horrific. So did they have to come and drag you off?
My now husband kind of like walked me off, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to recover from this.
Oh, my God.
She locked it. She locked it real hard.
Oh, God.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Jenny's falling on the ground. She's doing that alligator dance move. Right, just laying on your back. And then Lisa. Now, Lisa, all it says next to your name is butt. So, I'm a little curious as to what happened at the wedding.
We were being announced. I was stood up to my sister's wedding, and the guy I was with changed his whole outfit into like a Liberace outfit, and it was all sparkled silver, but it blended in with the disco ball hanging from the ceiling, and he spun me so fast I landed on a table.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my Lord.
So Liberace threw you across the room.
Yeah, he literally spun me so fast I didn't know where I was going.
And you hurt your butt?
Yes, I did, on the table because it had the dishes, the glasses.
We're talking like...
Oh my God.
You were scraped up?
Heard me?
You had like cuts and bruises?
Yes.
Oh man, got her butt cut up at a wedding. Oh Lord. Lisa, ouch. Also, a lot of questions about the Liberace guy.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. It was funny, though.
We don't know where it was funny. It was great. That sounds like a person my wife would often do this. She'd pull me aside and she'd go, not about you.
Like,
you're
right.
You're
right. That's true.
You're right. You're right. All right, so Liberace cut Lisa's butt. There, that's the recap on that one.
Yeah.
And Stacy, you had an internal injury?
I had an internal injury. Yeah, Jose Cuervo took me down.
Oh, oh. He does that.
The food was just downright terrible. It tasted like wax. And I just couldn't manage to eat anything. I mean, I think I maybe had a saltine cracker from the soup. And it was open bar. There was, all, of course, all my high school friends and what do you call it, taking shots all night long. And about a half hour to close, I couldn't understand. It felt like I had a ball, bouncing ball on my stomach. Come to find out, I wound up in the emergency room about 4 hours later that I burned a hole in the lining of my stomach.
Whoa.
And the reason they say you eat before you drink.
Holy
and
cow!
I have yet to forget that lesson 13 years later.
That's insane. So you literally had an internal hole burned in your stomach lining from our good friends at Jose Cuervo.
Right.
Holy crap.
And Jose Cuervo don't come with the worm, but he's a lethal partier.
Wow. All
right. How are you doing now?
So far, so good.
Yeah, okay.
Every time I drink, I eat.
Yeah, all right, good idea. Yeah, I don't know what happens.
Holy
does that
crap.
Just does the whole close
back
itself?
On,
yeah, we don't know. Yeah, right. So,
let's
all right,
not
so,
get the details.
Doesn't sound great.
Yeah, Stacy's got a perforated stomach.
Yeah, right.
But
holy
just
crap.
Pass the bread tray
okay.
now.
And finally, our boy Jared. Hey, Jared.
Good morning.
You were at a wedding and things went south?
They went south, literally. It was last call.
Oh,
oh
man.
No, Jared's cutting out. Jared's cutting out. Hey, Jared, all right, take us back 1 second. So they called last call. You're in the tent. You've been drinking all day.
Yeah, and I ran right before the bar. There's a giant tent stake. I tripped over and fell flat-faced in a giant mud puddle in my rented tux for the wedding because I was a groomsman.
Uh-oh.
And so the only thing that really got injured was my ego.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Right, and the cleaning bill.
Yep.
Bounced right back up and got to that bar and got that last drink.
There you
all
go.
Right, Jared. That's what you do. And you walked out with a good story.
Yeah. That's right. And I returned a very muddy suit at the men's workhouse and just kind of put it on the counter and walked out.
Well, they love the way you look. They guarantee it.
Little club soda will get that out.
That'll be fine, Jared.
Yeah. He's spraying the soda gun.
He sprays it right on you.
Now, Jared, let us ask you this real quick. When the suit's all muddy at the end of the night, were you the only one taking it off or did you have a little help?
Oh.
I had a little help.
There you go, oh, buddy.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Literally nothing worse than looking out at this weather right now and thinking, I got to go walk my dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you know?
I've had anxiety about that for the last half an hour.
Dog's got to go. You got to get that dog outside. This morning, I was leaving the house. It's like 4:20, 4:30, whatever, and I'm locking our back door, and I hear a noise, and I'm like, oh, and I turn, and it's my neighbor, Bill, just taking their puppy, Moose, out, because, you know, he's a puppy. He's only a few weeks old. He's got to come and go quite a bit.
Yep.
So he's out there. Luckily, Moose is not much of a digger at this point. Our dog, Roscoe, never a big digger either. He never really dug up a lot of stuff. That was never his vibe. But my dog nephew, Budino, he'll come over.
Budino.
And boy, Budino likes to dig.
Yep.
And I'm like, this is our yard, buddy. Could you not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hasn't really found much, but a dog out there, again, all the good stories come from the UK.
All of them.
Well, a little dog out there was digging in the backyard, and he came back to the front door. He found $7,500 worth of gold in the ground.
All right.
Whoa.
That's a win.
Yeah.
If Budino does that in my yard, I'm loving him till the day he's gone.
Right.
You're like, I love you, buddy.
Yeah.
And you get none of it. Keeping the gold for me.
Exactly. What does a dog need with gold?
Right, exactly. Ollie the dog is a Legato Romagnolo. I've never heard of that breed, but it's known for digging. They were out on a walk with Ollie. He started digging into a field. They kind of were like, all right, let Ollie do his thing, whatever. He ended up finding 15 gold sovereign pieces from the 19th century.
Oh, my gosh. Insane.
Worth about $7,500. Way to go, Ollie.
No kidding.
Isn't that crazy?
Gotta give that dog a job.
Give him a golden biscuit.
Yeah.
Something.
Well, now he'll be able to dig up gold probably everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, if he saw, like, I picked this out of the ground.
He's like a metal detector.
Right.
Like,
he's
taking him around.
That's what I'm saying.
You guys smell that gold? All right, Ollie, get after it. Now, Biba, she's not a big digger. She hasn't dug up a lot. Oh, she does dig.
She was really bad when we planted bulbs, especially last fall. She would dig out the bulbs.
The bulb. You're like, that's not the point.
Yeah, I was like, dude, stop it.
Yeah.
You know, so that was.
Gotta fence those.
Right.
All right, well, Biba's finding bulbs and Ollie's finding gold. What did your dog bring to you? Your dog dug it up. 312-233-1019. My dog dug it up. Who knows what it is? It could be like the burbs. The dog shows up with a femur bone. Like, oh, oh wait a second.
Yeah, right?
Hey, it is Chicago. 312-233-1019. My dog dug it up. You wouldn't believe what my dog found in the ground. Scott, what's your dog's name?
My dog's name is Faith.
Faith?
Faith.
Oh, okay, great. And what did the dog find in the yard?
The dog found a dead bird.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dad, look what I got.
Check it out.
Now, did the dog bring it into the house?
No, she was about a week. Or I had her about a week. She was only about 9 or 10 weeks old, purebred beagle, and came home right around the corner. Came home with it right in its mouth.
Wow.
They want to show it off.
Yep.
Of course. Look what I found.
Boy, you think finding a dead bird is bad. Just wait till you meet Greg. Hi, Greg. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, Greg, what's the name of your dog?
Taffy.
Cassie.
Taffy.
Yes. T-A-F-F-Y.
Oh, Taffy, like the candy. So sweet.
Like the candy.
Well, Taffy, that's funny because Taffy stretches quite a bit. What did Taffy bring into the house for you?
Yeah, that's, first we were like, we saw something stretchy and like covered in dirt and we're like, what the heck do you got in your mouth? And we pulled it out. It was a used condom.
Oh!
Bye, bye, goodbye.
See you later.
Thanks, Taffy.
Adios.
Wow. Nothing we can do with that, but we really appreciate you bringing it into the house.
Yeah.
And you didn't recognize it, you said.
It was not mine.
Do not answer.
I haven't
that.
Seen one of those in a while.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Time for your Mix Top 6.
Cool.
Look, you can get a top 10 anywhere. You get a top 5 in most places. You can go to BuzzFeed and get a top 93.
Mm-hmm.
But none of those things rhyme with mix, but the word 6 does, and this is your Mix Top 6. The men who own pets that make them most likely to cheat.
All right. What?
So if you're with a guy and he has this kind of a pet, it might mean that he's going to cheat.
Already got one in mind here.
Do you?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
I like it.
Really? What?
Now, that's a top 10, but I'm just going to tell you 6 because we don't have time. In at number 6, if you're dating a guy and you're worried he's going to cheat, if he has this pet, you better be careful. In at number 6, a hamster.
What?
If you're dating a guy and he has a hamster, there's a high percentage chance, top 6 chance, that he's going to step out on you.
Yeah, and he might also be single.
He might also be single. This is my hamster, Corey.
What?
Aww. In at number 5, if you think he's going to cheat, you better check to see if he's got a pet rat.
Oh, okay.
I smell a rat.
Yep.
You dirty rat.
Okay.
Interesting choice of pet, though.
Right? In at number 5. In at number 4, if a guy has this pet, he's likely to cheat. In at number 4, tropical fish.
Okay, oh. Like a beta fish? Does that
like
count?
Like a beta fish, yeah.
Or like a salmon?
I what's tropical? I don't think a salmon is tropical, right?
I don't think many people have pet salmon.
There used to be a guy.
No, one of those ponds. What are those ponds called?
Koi.
A koi pond? Yeah,
koi
those aren't salmon, huh?
No, those are koi.
Koi fish, yeah.
Yeah.
There used to be a guy that worked here years and years ago who had a fish tank in his office.
Oh.
Yeah.
And his move was to let the young women choose a fish so that they'd come visit.
Wow.
Boy, it was inappropriate. But it's a worker.
Glad he's not here anymore.
Notice nobody commenting.
Nobody, no comment. In at number 3, if a guy has this pet, he might cheat. A lizard.
Yeah. Oh, my husband had a lizard.
That tongue.
Really?
Uh-huh.
But your husband balanced it out with a headshot of him as a child actor from the 80s, which said to me, I think you're safe.
Yeah. So.
In at number 2, if a guy has this pet, he might cheat. Number 2, a cat.
Oh, okay. Whip.
That's ridiculous.
Whip.
Ridiculous.
You got some answers.
There's
crazy.
An argument could be made on Whip's behalf that the cat came into the picture post-marriage and children.
Oh,
so
my
really,
God, right.
Does the cat even belong to Whip? We don't know.
No, it's a family cat.
It's a family cat.
She belongs to everybody.
So we still haven't said the animal I had in mind.
All right, in at number 1, if a guy has this pet, you think he's a cheater, he probably is. Let's take a guess. Nikki, what animal
snake,
do you think it is?
Snake.
Whip.
I was going to go snake, but I'll go more specific lizard, iguana.
Ah.
Ooh. Wow, specific lizards. And Violetta, your choice?
I'm going bearded dragon.
Bearded dragon, a lot of lizard talk. What's what Joel had?
Yeah, gosh.
One of you is exactly right. One of you's dead on right. If he has this pet, he's most likely to cheat, and that answer is a snake.
I mean, it seems right. Like,
how
totally obvious, right?
Yeah.
Good news. These are your other top 10. So down to number 10. If a guy has this pet, he's least likely to cheat. A bird. Bird guys are fine.
Okay, good.
Also in at number 9, a tortoise. They move slow, so he's not going to step out on you. You'll be all right. Number eight, a rabbit.
Ah.
Yeah. All right. And then at number seven, a dog.
Okay. There you go.
All right. There you go. That's your Mix Top 6. If he's got a pet snake, go the other direction.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number three, I know you guys cannot get enough about the Met Gala.
Please, yes, boy, mac and cheese at Thanksgiving. I want more.
And we are not gonna talk about who was there. We're gonna talk about who wasn't there.
Oh, I know.
There we go. That's a long list. That's like 6 billion people minus like 200. Settle in.
Well, pregnant Rihanna skipped this year, but her presence was very much felt. The 34-year-old singer shared a look at a statue that was unveiled inside the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, which shows her proudly showing off her baby bump. She posted it on Instagram and wrote, "Shut down the Met in Marvel."
Wow.
So she didn't make it onto the red carpet, but this is like the first time that they put up a statue.
So I didn't see this. So there was actually a statue of pregnant Rihanna that showed up in her place.
No, in the Met, the Metropolitan.
In her place this year of going to the event.
Not on the red carpet, in the actual museum.
Right. Got it. So there's a marble Rihanna out there.
Yes, exactly.
Love it. I want that on my front lawn.
Right?
She looks very cool.
Live there forever? I'm so intrigued.
Maybe.
In at number two, Megan Thee Stallion was at last night's Met Gala. But again, we don't want to talk about that. But she did look really good in a gold dress. Very high slit in that. Glittery all over, head to toe. But that's not what I'm going to talk about. What I'm going to talk about is that she is developing a Netflix comedy show loosely based on her life. It is about the very, very early stages of her fame and also life growing up. The deal went through in December, but no word yet when it's going to be out. People are just kind of talking about it now. So hopefully we're going to get more information about that specifically.
Okay, there you go.
And in at number one, we all like to vote on our favorite Met Gala looks. But today is Election Day, and that is trending. Our neighbors, Ohio and Indiana, they're holding their primary elections today. So a lot of people online reminding people to go out and vote. Our primaries here in Illinois are not until June 28th of 2022. But, our neighbors nearby are voting today. Hopefully they're not dealing with all this rain and crazy traffic out there so they can hit the polls.
There you go. Get out the vote.
Yeah.
If you're in Ohio.
Again, the Met Gala was last night.
There you go. I missed that. I was very concerned. I wondered who was there. Was Shawn Mendes there?
Yeah, you
looked
hot.
Yeah, boy. Hot and bothered as a Disney prince.
He had like five shirts.
Unfortunately.
Dwayne Wade wore no shirt, but just a suit jacket.
Look at you jumping in on this. Tell us more, Whip.
That somehow made the sports news.
That's how the Met Gala, it transcends. That's what happens there. Right.
That was your flash briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Brand new episodes every day. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.